Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo, but tweet a tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We're at episode number 55, and as always, I like to give a little recap of last week's episode. So sometimes we find ourselves in places where, you know, we start to live our lives according to what other people have told us and according to, you know, our surroundings, the friends that we have around us. We allow them to dictate our lives. We allow ourselves to continue to wear a mask, only allowing it to dry on our face and to harden. And we find ourselves in this place where we can't function the way that we need to, the way that we know how we can function and the way that we know that we're meant to function. And we can't laugh the way that we used to or want to. We can't express the way that we would like to express ourselves, but instead we find ourselves suppressing the very expression that was meant to create freedom for us. And so we get to this place where we have to sing again our last sad song to know our worth, to know that we are worthy to be able to walk into this new territory, to walk into this newfound land, to walk into this, you know, this vision that God placed in our hearts. Not for other people, but for ourselves, because we know that that is the path for which we are meant to go. And this kind of actually helps me transition into the next episode. Like I said, we have to take the good and the bad lessons and bring them along with us so we can grow and get better. And so with this episode, I kind of wanted to take some of the good and the bad lessons that I've learned, so that, you know, I can share with you and maybe you can glean from it, and also look at your own page that you wrote last week if you did get a chance to do that, and just see how it can be applicable to your life. So some of the good lessons that I've learned through my family and my friends and just different people around me is a quality that I admire is the fact that they are hard workers. And I think that that is something very, very important to have, that quality, a hardworking quality to be able to work and function through anything, to work and function when you know that times are getting hard or you know that you have to support somebody, just being able to step up to the plate and work hard for what you want. That's definitely a good quality that I have. I'm learning to get better at least. I'm a hard worker, but I also feel like, especially with the millennial era, we all kind of expect to have things handed to us. And so, yes, we work hard at certain things, but when things get tough, we tend to just kind of stray away from it because we don't feel like we need to work this hard for it. And, we're just so used to always having things handed to us that we're not used to that type of environment and knowing what to do with all of that. So that's number one. Number two is stability. And I love the fact that I have had friends and I have friends and family that want stability, that want to have a stable financial career, a stable income, just stability in their lives. But the only thing about having stability in your lives is when you have it to be so stable that you're not growing, into who you want to become, and you just kind of live life, and it's very consistent. There's nothing, no change, no growth, no anything. It's just stability. And like I said, stability is wonderful, but there should be a balance between stability that brings not only stability, but also growth. And so the third one would be family oriented. I like the fact that my family is family oriented, and most of the times they choose their children over like having to work overtime, or, you know, if a child is sick or whatever, they kind of cater their schedule according to what the child needs. And I find that to be very selfless, and it just shows a quality where you're not just always thinking about yourself and how much money you can make, or, you know, how you can get to the next job promotion. You know that it's going to come, but you know that your priorities are also most important and needs to be in check. And so some of the bad qualities that I've wrote down is, number one, staying comfortable. Like I said earlier about stability, when you stay comfortable, you don't see growth. You just see your life just going down this path, and like, it's kind of like when you're driving to Las Vegas, you're driving to, I don't know, let's just continue to use Las Vegas or Arizona, and it's just pretty much a flat land the entire time. Yes, you see mountains around you, but there's not really that many twists and turns. You like expect certain things to happen. You know when certain things are going to happen, and you kind of have it all calculated, and there's no things or experiences that come out of nowhere or that's out of the ordinary that kind of makes you jump back a little bit. Of course, occasionally it might be, but for the most part, you're just so comfortable that, you know, it's, you just go on with life. And again, there's no growth. There's no fun in that. I think that life should be filled with growth, because we should be always wanting to become and grow and be better than what and who we were yesterday. And so the second one will be staying in situations that are bad, knowing that they can affect those around you. And I've kind of witnessed different family members and maybe even friends or people that I've known in passing, where they stayed in relationships knowing that they were abusive, knowing that, you know, not only physical, but like maybe spiritually or mentally. And they stayed in those relationships because they were so used to being, I guess, in those situations, and they felt like that was love, that they didn't really know how to get out of it. And even though they felt like it might have been wrong at the beginning, and maybe this happened in, you know, their parents' lives or whatever the case is, but they continue to stay in it, and they continue to allow different negative influences to be a part of their journey. And the thing about staying in situations like that is you tend to stop learning, you stop growing, you actually start diminishing who you are, and you start to become someone that you never knew that you could be. You start to look in the mirror and you start to see, wow, like, I'm not that person. I accept this from this person, and, you know, it's making my confidence low. I'm accepting this physical abuse, and now I'm scared and fearful of people and how they'll react to me, and like, I don't want to be in any other environment but this environment, because I'm comfortable in it, and I'm scared to actually love the way and receive love the way that it was truly meant to be given. And I definitely want to learn from that situation to be able to, when I see that or experience it or whatever, not just, you know, a physical or emotional abuse, but whatever type of thing that is not good for you, I just want to be able to pinpoint it from the beginning and know that I need to start separating myself from that individual in order for me to continue to grow as a person and to grow and to become and to walk towards purpose. Like, I want to live my life where there's meaning. I don't want to live my life, you know, being bogged down for years at a time, becoming the age of 100 and saying, where did my life go? And in my life, what did I actually offer? What did I actually do? What impact did I actually make? What legacy did I actually leave? And if I have children or whatever, like, did I leave a good legacy for them to be able to move forward in? Did I live a life that they were able to see that I was an overcomer, that I was able to remove myself from certain situations if it was causing harm, not only to me, but also to my children or to the people around me? And you have to ask these questions, like, because at the end of the day, the decisions that we do make don't only affect us, but they also do affect those around us. And, you know, if you start to show that you think that love is being abused and talking down to, then your children and people around you who don't know any better will start to think that that's love as well. And I don't want that as a legacy. Thankfully, that didn't happen in my family, but, you know, there are a lot of things that have happened in my family that I don't want to take, staying in situations that were bad, but just looking from a different perspective as my family as a whole, that's something that I do see, and I do see how those decisions did affect their children and how they continue, their children continue to move in life, and now how their children are either being the abuser or accepting abusive relationships because they just want love and want to be loved. Because at the end of the day, we all just want to be loved and to be accepted, not rejected. And sometimes in desperation, we kind of cling to whoever, whatever we feel like is giving us some type of attention that we need. But when you say yes to the process and you start making hard decisions and start doing things that are better for you, then you start to see, wow, like, I need to separate myself from this person in order for me to fully be whole. And when you're fully whole, again, you won't accept those things. You'll see it at with face value. You'll see it from the beginning, and you know that you don't even have time for it. So that's definitely a lesson that I've learned. And yeah. So number three is consistency and giving up. Because a lot of times when things get hard, we tend to kind of begin to give up. Like, we're seeing the circumstances and seeing how nothing seems to be looking up. You know, our finances are dwindling, and, you know, what we said we were going to do doesn't seem like it's happening. And people around us are saying, yeah, you know, you might as well just go that direction. This is never going to happen. But it's like when you begin to give up and start to take on the influences of other people, whether it be in good taste or ill-mannered or ill-intended, you start to lose the qualities that make you who you are, and you start to become and walk towards a place of stability, or at least a place of comfort, and you stay there and you never leave there. And that's one thing that I remember when I first got my first job, after, you know, trying so hard and, you know, getting denied left and right. When I got my first, like, it was a contract job, so it was a couple months. I got that first job, and I remember sitting in the cubicle thinking to myself, like, you know, this is what I have to do the rest of my life. Like, everyone was in their cubicle, and they didn't really seem happy. They just seemed like they're living life in comfort just for a check, just to be able to survive, just to be able to pay for this lavish lifestyle that they're trying to have only to impress other people. And it has pretty much nothing to do with them. And yes, some things we do want for ourselves, some luxury items, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's all about not trying to impress other people and not giving up, staying consistent in what you do, and just continuing to move forward. And that's one thing about faith, that's knowing all of this stuff and being able to learn and grow from it, being able to, again, remove your mask and just start functioning in purpose the way that God has called you to. And when you start to do that, you start to do things that are unthinkable. You start to change your mindset. You start to change your perspective. And you see things from a bigger vantage point. And you start to see things from what they are, for what they are, instead of, you know, the smallness that you see right now. Like, you only can see what's in front of you. But sometimes you need the bigger picture to be able to really see what the picture is going to look like, what the painting is going to actually result in, you know, all the beautiful nuances and all of that stuff. You need to see the bigger picture in order to know that if I continue going down this route, then eventually I'm going to get over there. And so in order for you to do that, you have to expand your tents. You have to expand your skills where you are right now. You have to continue to expand in those areas, expand experiences, and just really, really begin to develop in certain areas that maybe are unfamiliar to you. But in order for you to get familiar with it, you have to learn and be uncomfortable so that you can learn. And that's the only way to expand. And that's how you expand your tent. And that's how you start to build a house that is not for other people, but it's for you. And before you know it, you'll start to see things happen that you never knew possible. And, you know, like, faith is amazing. And you just have to continue to not let fear get in the midst of it all. And just knowing that if God has given you a vision, then you should go after it and have the faith to believe that regardless of if you can't see it, it's going to happen if you continue to move forward in it, if you don't give up, and if you just continue to strive. So I hope you guys learned from this lesson. Until next time.